doing.
Yeah, hi everybody. It's the Daily Source Code. I'm Adam Curry, and I'm trying out some new software today for the what the heck, let's call it a show. First of all, let me let the dog into the studio here. Come on, Jess. Come on. Because the dog wants to go outside. So I had put out a request for software that I could actually do these recordings with, and plenty of suggestions. Nothing exactly what I wanted. A couple for GarageBand, which I did like. I did try out, and you know, you really can't do the live mix and starting stuff in. Starting songs and maybe sound effects or audio bits if it's a timeline based recorder editor. You really need just a couple of buttons that you can assign to sound files. You have to be able to hit them, and the output needs to be combined with the microphone channel into an MP3 file. What I did like about GarageBand, though, was the great effects and the preset effects that that I could use on the microphone. It really sounded good, as opposed to this crappy sound that I have now, and I'm going to explain in a second what I'm using. Hold on a second. Dog's back in. Would like to leave. Maybe I should explain. There's a what I call the studio is a bar in one far end of the house, and there's a door open here that goes out into the back patio and into the grounds. And Jesse, our biggest dog, knows that that's a quick way out. All right. Other suggestions were Audion, which again, you can that'll let you. Record an MP3 mix down of a playlist of songs mixed together, which you can talk over, which isn't quite what I'm looking for. Acoustica, which is something that that Dave posts on his site as a recommendation. Again, that's not what you're looking for when we're doing this kind of stuff. That's a timeline-based recorder and editor, although great for pre-recording stuff, and it's not really good for the live environment. And then it hit me that really, there's so many different applications that I use to for different for sound. I may use iTunes for one reason, perhaps for its some of the digital signal processing features. I may just use a QuickTime player, and in other instances, I can create the mix on my speakers almost. Because I have a program that'll record my voice. Maybe what I'm looking for is just a very small application that will actually record a mic in channel or line in channel, a microphone channel, and then anything else that's on the speakers. Anything. There's got to be a way to hook into that somehow in the core audio, whatever it is on the Macintosh. I finally wound up using Studio 365 Live. I'm going to put a screenshot of it on my weblog at live.curry.com, because that interface really shows what I'm talking about, and it's really, really simple. There's a playlist window where you can put songs that will play in order, or that's where I just store the song of the day. There's two what they call cart machines, and you can load up an MP3 in that, and you hit a button, it starts immediately. And then there's a mic channel that you click on or off, and you can set your levels, and that's basically it. The downside here is that I'm also pooping out 64 kilobits a second of whatever to Live 365 server, which, see, I've already sent over 2 megabytes. But it does let you record a copy of the output that you're sending up to their server as an MP3 on your desktop. So that's how I'm doing it today, and that's what gives me the opportunity to play the song of the day, which is something that's just perfect for a Sunday afternoon here in Belgium. It's sunny, the temperature's nice, a little bit cool maybe for the summer, but it just kind of gives you this type of vibe. You just want to hear a little bit of the small things.
Every bridge of sights to rest my eyes in shades of green.
dreaming spots. To Ichiku Park, that's where I live.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get on, meet the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun and listen. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you
I'd
do?
Like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
What that be?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tears there?
I tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. Ha! It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Well, it's all too beautiful. Ichiku Park, Small Faces. Oh, what's this? Apparently, the playlist is on repeat. Okay, so again, it's all about the interface in this case, right? A couple of other items in the news I just want to talk about briefly. One is that I woke up this morning and the Dutch Teletext, which is it's kind of like a newspaper on your TV. It's kind of like web pages. They all have a number, and the signal is sent along with the television signal, and it's decoded so you can actually just read text on your television, hence the name Teletext. That in Arumaita, in Iraq, which is in the southwestern region where the Dutch troops are stationed, that last night one soldier was killed, four were seriously wounded. And the Volkskrant, which is one of the larger newspapers here, the very left-wing, was the only one online with the story, see, around 8 o'clock this morning. And for hours, and I haven't checked just recently, now it's 3 in the afternoon, you know, there was nothing on CNN.com or AP or Reuters. There was just nothing about it. And as a part of the coalition, you know, whether I agree with us being there or not, yeah, that sucked. You know, it's like, hey, come on, aren't we a part of the whole global group here or what? And it also really hit home because I've been to that camp where this happened. So, and I do remember of all the trips we took, we all collectively actually felt the most unsafe there. And we actually did most of the walking there at the time and crossed a platoon bridge. I believe that was all in Arumaita. Yeah, it was... that's kind of shocking. It brings it all back. And what's going on in Texas? The sixth person this year to die from the flesh-eating bacteria. This is, you know, this is worrisome. See, this guy was pretty young, too. I think it was like 52 years old. Let me see. of course, now I almost have no bandwidth left to surf the stuff because I'm sending my signal up to a Live 365. Ah, fudge. All right. Okay, never mind that. But another case of this weird flesh-eating bacteria. Apparently this guy, I think he's 52 and he's a doctor. He cut himself boating and it got infected. They had to amputate the knee, below the knee, and he died. The bacteria ate him up. You know, I wouldn't mind knowing a little bit more about that and how to avoid it. And finally, I released the iPodder script today. Release being a big word. but I got so fed up with, you know, just having this. Remember, I lost my scripts and recompiled or compiled them incorrectly, so I couldn't get the real source back. So I had to step back to a couple versions ago, which I had saved. I've gotten much better at that now. And I reconstruct what I had done. And of course, the script came out even better, and it's working really nicely. So I figured, all right, now's the time to get it out there. People look at it so you can understand what it is I've been talking about. How I see a totally open market. And because I'm on a Mac, I did it all on a Mac. It works on the Mac. But, you know, the iPod is also kind of ours, right? It's not that we let them use it now. But just by connecting all these dots, I think it's really interesting where, you know, you fire the script up and it does all the work for you. And all you have to know about as someone who has an iPod and a Mac is that you receive new audio shows automatically. You didn't have to do anything, no downloading, no transferring. Just put your iPod in the dock and you're good to go. And there's a million different things that I could have done better in the script. And it's not even really ready to run if you don't know what you're doing in AppleScript. You have to change the folder, basically, where you want all the files stored. So download with caution. There's a link to it on my weblog. And tomorrow it's back to work again. Two more weeks of doing the morning show up until August 31st, and then that's it. I'll be a free man. And looking forward to it. But we also have a lot of great guests this week, and I'm sure I'll learn a lot as I chat with them every morning from 6 to 9 a.m. And I'll be talking to you guys probably right after each show every day. I was thinking maybe I'm recording them on my commute back to Belgium, although doing all that with a laptop in the car is challenging. Again, something to look at. Man, maybe I should do one of these while I'm flying home. All right. That's it for today. I'm going to leave you. Let me see how long I've been at this. 13 minutes? Yeah, long enough. I actually wanted to play the FCC song. Was it? Is that Eric Idle, I think, from Monty Python? Because I don't know if everyone's heard that or not. But I'll just have to do that tomorrow. So this was my source code for Sunday, August 15th, 2004. You can reach me at adam@curry.com, and my weblog address is live.curry.com. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.